It's just a public service announcement.
Are you tired of hearing about the coronavirus?
Coronavirus!
Well, it's real.
I'm telling you, it's real.
Well, here's what I want you all to do for me.
Check this out, man.
Don't panic. If you're sick, stay home.
Stay away from me. It's contagious.
Stay at least 6 feet away from others.
The most dangerous disease.
Coronavirus!
Wash your hands frequently and practice good hygiene.
Stand and show these people what time it is, boy.
We can stop the spread of the virus.
Coronavirus!
Cover your mouth! Say it!
You're contagious.
So stay home, stop the spread, save lives. Most importantly, let's check on our elderly.
Word up, you ain't going out like this.
We're here to keep you informed.
Coronavirus!
In the meantime, let's take care of ourselves and each other.
Don't believe the hype.
Fleet DJ. Fleet Radio Network. Fleet Radio Network presents FleetDJRadio.com. Check the website for our list of stations and all genres and DJ lineups.
What's going on, everybody? You are listening to For the Art right here on Ohio Fleet Radio. This is the Ohio Fleet DJs Network. It's your man, DJ Swan Thing. Happy whatever day this is to everyone. This is Wednesday. We are rocking out in the Midwest. Hopefully, everyone is doing okay. Thank you for chiming in. As always, we are in the last episode of our second season already of For the Art, and it's all because of y'all. Thank you very much for your support. And for listening to For the Art, of course, this is a platform where we give you, the listener, a chance to hear some of the artists that you are supporting out here, not only in the Midwest, but in the country, and giving you kind of a different perspective of that artist and have you learn a little bit more. Hopefully, everyone is doing all right during the pandemic. Of course, it is still out there. People are still getting sick. So please, I know out here in Columbus, things are opening up. But we still got to wear those masks. We still got to stay 6 feet. We still got to obey those laws. So just go ahead and do that so we can get rid of this thing once and for all. I'm tired of it, and I'm sure you're tired of it as well. So moving right along, my next guest, I'm really excited about my next guest because from all the diligence that I have done thus far, it seems like everyone thinks or feels super happy that she is bringing out new content. I would like to believe that she is bringing R&B back. That says a lot, but I really enjoy the song that we're going to talk about. And for those who know me, they know that I'm an R&B head. I love the old school 90s, early 90s, early 2000s R&B, and this fits in perfectly with that. But without further ado, please help me welcome Shanika Q. What's going on? Thank you for joining us. What's happening?
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you for sharing a little bit of your busy day with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So I always like to ask all of my guests, you heard me talk about it during the introduction. I'm hoping that this is a positive answer and that everyone and yourself, everyone that's close to you, is doing well during everything that's going on in the country. Everybody's staying healthy and safe.
Well, you know, we're doing the best we can, you know, wearing our masks and, you know, doing what we're expected to do to keep others safe as well. So
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. And my follow up question would have been, you know, has the pandemic kind of slowed any creativity down? But I think I know the answer to that question. You are trucking just right along. How has that been? How has it affected at all any creative process from you?
I mean, I would say yes and no, because we're, you know, some aren't willing to work, others are. So right. It's just about finding those individuals who are ready to work. So, you know, it's been like hit or miss for the most part. But, you know, like I said, those who want to work, you'll eventually run into each other and make things happen. So that's pretty much what's been happening with me lately.
Right. Okay, I understand that. So this is a syndicated show, so people are listening from not just the Midwest but around the country. And for those who may not know, who is Shanika Q?
Well, Shanika Q is finally in tune with herself. We'll just start.
Good answer. Okay.
You know, she's finally in love with herself. She's finally happy with who she sees in the mirror. So that's why I feel like my music is taking, you know, a different direction, because it's more so me not being afraid to say what I feel, and what I feel is okay for other people to know what I feel, you know?
Yes, so, absolutely.
You know, I'm just, you know, a lover of music. I miss, you know, what we grew up to. I miss melodies, I miss harmonies, and so that's kind of why I'm kind of stuck in that zone, because, you know, that's pretty much what raised us. So
yeah,
it's kind of stuck with, yeah, it's stuck with me, and you know, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
There you go. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Man, you will live a lot longer being a lover instead of a fighter. Listen, let's just put that out there.
I'm trying to tell you.
So, how did you get introduced to music? You know, when did you know that, you know, this was the route you wanted to take?
You know what's crazy? When I first heard Whitney Houston. When I first heard Whitney Houston, and I was just like, whoa, I heard her first, and then I saw her, and I was like, whoa, she looks like me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, that was refreshing. You know, although there were, like, the Arethas and things like that, for some reason, Whitney just touched my spirit in a way that no other vocalist could have.
Wow.
So, you know, yeah, so... from then on, you know, all throughout, like, high school and, like, middle school, I was in, you know, choirs, talent shows,
sure,
and things of that nature. You know how you, young, you got your little group popping off.
Sure.
And y'all getting all the talent shows and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. For sure, when I heard Whitney.
Wow. Okay. Was there... What about any influences outside of music, like family and friends? Were there anybody... Did you feel you had to kind of... get that push from someone to say, hey, you know, you can really do this? Or was this kind of an inner revelation, like, you know what, I can definitely do this, and I'm gonna make this happen? Or was it a little bit of both? Because, you know, a lot of times, even when you feel like you have the talent, sometimes we need that extra push from, you know, a family member, a close friend, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or anything. You know, was that kind of part of your journey, or was it more self-regulated?
It was, you know, it's weird, because it wasn't really, although my mother sang and, like, my father was in a band and stuff, like, that part of their lives was pretty much separate.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
So, when I first got that push, I believe I was in high school. No, I was in middle school, actually, and... it was a girl that I was in a group with. Her mom heard me sing. She's like, oh, I'm putting this group together. You know, can I hear you sing? And I'm like, okay, well, I'll sing for you, but I don't know if you don't like what you hear.
Right.
You know, in my bedroom, it sounds okay.
Right. Oh,
I
yeah.
So I sang for her, and she was like, oh, Lord. So, you know, we started this little group. So she kind of, like, pushed that, and so she pushed and pushed and put us in, like these little
talent shows
stuff,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
In middle school, like, bought us the little In Vogue dresses. So
from
then on, I was like, you know, even though I ain't have much to put in the little dress, but, you know, what I'm saying? It was cool.
Yeah,
was
y'all fun. Y'all made it do what it do. Exactly.
Yeah, so she pretty much pushed that, and the first talent show we did, like, we got a standing ovation, and I think we actually did a In Vogue song. We sure did.
Wow.
So we had the dresses, the dance moves, everything, and when I tell you, once we got done, everybody in the auditorium was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, so, like, I think ever since then, I was bit by that bug, like, oh, we some stars. Yeah.
right. 24-hour sensations, just like that.
What? Yes. So ever since then, it was just, Yeah, it was pretty much forward after that.
Okay. Okay. Wow. That's I like that. That's a huge story, man. And you're right. You know, sometimes it, and when you're that young, you enjoy the moment, but you don't really think that far ahead. Like, you know what, maybe this can be something I can do for a long time, you know, maybe make something happen out of it. But, you know, when you're lucky enough to kind of have your stars aligned, you know, that young, you know, that's really a blessing. That's really a blessing. That's nice. So you mentioned a little earlier about, you know, kind of, you know, finding yourself a little more and, you know, putting yourself back into music and everything. Was there back, you know, some years back or whatever, was there music that you were recording or releasing? What was the biggest difference in your content between then and now, as you said, as you kind of come into your own?
I feel like the biggest difference back then is I was trying to match what was out there.
Gotcha.
I was trying to fit into this mold. Okay, this is what everybody likes right now. Not realizing that, you know, if you make classic, timeless music, then that's exactly the audience that you're going to get. People
Absolutely.
Who like that type of music. And it never fades. It never goes away. So back then, I was all about a gimmick and all about, oh, I got to look this way. I got to look that way. I got to sing about this. I got to sing about that. But now it's just pretty much what I feel on a daily basis, or what one of my friends may be going through, or what I've seen women go through. It's more of a truth now than what it was before.
Got you. Understood. And leading into that, let's talk about the single. So I just want to say that I am a huge fan of this single.
It was
really refreshing, and it sounds like from your story that you told about, you know, being on stage as a young, it sounds like we're kind of in that same age frame. So I remember, you know, the Imbolds. I remember, you know, of course the Whitney Houston's and stuff, and how 90s R&B music made you feel, and how it was a story to almost any type of dating situation, love situation, relationship situation.
Right.
And we kind of, R&B, in my opinion, kind of veered away from that. Now it's superficial, right?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. So Getaway what brought me back. It brought me back. It made me feel like, man, it made me want to go out and, you know, have a reason to play that song. Even though it was kind of about, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, this is kind of what I got from it. Even though it was kind of about, you know, not wanting to lose somebody, you still, that can still play into relationships, because you get comfortable, you know, you've been around for a while, and you start to take things and people for granted, relationships for granted, you know. So, it, you know, that's kind of what it brought me back. It made me want to be like, you know what, let's rekindle this thing. I don't want you to go away, because I don't want nobody to have what I have right now. You know, this is for me. So,
absolutely.
So go into, you know, the feeling behind it, the content behind it, you know, how did it formulate, who produced the track, just the whole timeline, if you will.
Okay, for sure. So the song came about, you know, like you asked before, like, what's the difference between, you know, the way I wrote then and the songs that I do now? Like, I hadn't really been through anything. So it's like you grow and you travel this journey through life, and you meet people who are good, you meet people who are bad, you
Absolutely.
Meet people who are really bad. And then bad.
Right.
So it's like, you know, all of these things kind of came to play with, you know, the way that I'm writing music now. And Getaway, it's more so a song where, you know, I'm in a situation, but it's not always roses. It's not always, you know, candlelit dinners.
Absolutely.
And, you know, all of that stuff. Like, our attitudes aren't always 100% positive. You know,
Absolutely.
Sometimes we get on each other's nerves. You know, sometimes somebody will say something, you know, and you be like, what? So it's like all of that stuff came into play with the song, and it's just like, you know, okay, it's kind of crappy right now, but, you know, we've worked so hard, and, you know, every relationship has room to grow, so it's absolutely. Like, I'll be damned, you know, yeah, I'll be damned if I sit here, and I've done all this work, and, you know, taught you how to do X, Y, Z, and how to love me, and the way women need to be treated, you know, vice versa, and then I let you go to give that to someone else, absolutely. Because I didn't want to hold on and keep fighting for, you know, what we have.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much how the song came about. Like, I literally, like, look at my fiance every day, and it's like, yeah, there are some things we may not like about each other, but I know I would be a sick puppy.
Yeah.
If I saw you walking down the street holding hands with some other chick, like,
right.
It would be all bad. So yeah, that's pretty much how that song came about. And, you know, it's something that we've all contemplated. It's something that has come into play with every relationship. Like, you know, such and such did this, such and such did that. But I don't know if I should let him go. Like, how many times have we gotten that phone call from a friend, like, bruh?
Right.
Now.
I didn't just see him with her at this spot.
Oh, my goodness. Like, bro, like, I mean, she over here tripping,
right?
You know, and your friend like, well, bro, maybe you need to go ahead and just call it quits. You like, I don't know. Once you get off the phone, you like, I don't know about all that.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, this. We've all been there.
We've all been there.
At some point,
yeah.
In time, and you know, a guy right out of Dayton, Ohio, produced the track. His name is Tyrese Jones.
Okay.
And he's been around since the very beginning, since I first started recording, and he's just a good guy. He produced a whole EP as well that'll be coming up. So, I mean, it's just, you know, we trying to rock. We making music over here.
Absolutely. Hey, that's what I like to hear, man. Shout out. And you're right. You hit it right on the nose, and I can understand exactly what you mean about, you know, that investment, you know, that people put into relationships. And, you know, we all talk about, you know, it's, you know, if we're done, we're just done. But it's not always that easy. You know, it's not always that easy. It doesn't always have to be all we moved in, we're sharing this. It doesn't always have to be that. It could just be the time, the history, you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, he's met moms and pops and the family. You know, there's so much that goes on into that.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And, you know, if just to kind of cap on what you were saying, you know, once you both decide that, hey, you know, we're going to do this thing, we believe in this thing, then you can have those disputes, you can have those disagreements, you can have those times when you're like, oh, please just go into another room. But at the end of the day, you know, that's bae, you know, that's boo, or that's, you know, like you said, you know, that's my fiance, that's what's gonna be. Because there's more to celebrate than there is to just say, ah, you know what I mean? So,
absolutely. Yeah, and it's like, as long as this is not something disrespectful, or physical, and you know, even like verbally disrespected, like, that can get bad too.
Absolutely.
But if you still feel safe with this individual, and it's just some stuff that y'all need to discuss, like, communication is key. Just talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, so I think, like I said, I really enjoy the song. I think it's gonna do huge numbers. You already got support from us with that, and we're gonna, you know, put that on heavy rotation. I have 6 mix shows, and I'm gonna make sure that goes on all of those. 2 of the shows are date night, so they're R&B specific. So I'm gonna make sure that those go on that and everything on the weekends. And then you have the EP. Now we'll talk about that in the second half. We're gonna take a quick little break, and we'll also get into just kind of what you're seeing. Not just in the R&B realm, but just music in general. You know, what are you happy to see? Who you looking to work with or anything? And, you know, if you've been out here, I don't know if you've been out here in the local scene recently, especially with everything that's going on. But, you know, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Still got Shanika Q on the phone right here with For the Arch, man, DJ Swamp Thing. Y'all hang tight. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Of hip-hop and R&B on the planet. Ohio Fleet Radio.
The lies I told were paper thin. I'm sorry, sorry for my sins. If you would just forgive me quick, I promise I will come back in. Not all the love you give is returned. Nothing more than love, a gift from God, blue skies and doves. My luck is weighed against in me, the fight's unfair with gravity. Not all the love you give is returned. The truth is all our bridges have burned.
Shots got me thinking, my vision blurry, I'm sinking. But diving got me deleting these worries, cause I've been checking you out. All my friends tell me never get close, I'm tuning them out. Damn, I got lessons to learn. Damn, dance baby, it's your turn. Follow your lead, I know how to move, but I love when you teach. Love when we touch, but I know how it be. Your man to the right, so we move at a pace. And a moment to waste, I ain't here for the drama. So I think it's best that we keep good space, boundaries.
Do I even try when I
just can't get too close.
Yep, we back at it. Ohio Fleet Radio, man. On the Ohio Fleet, the DJ's Network. It's your man, DJ Swamp Thing. For the art interview series, still on the phone with Shanika Q. Hey.
Hey.
I was like, wait a minute, man. She didn't hear me. Hold on. Let me see. So you talked about before the break, well, you mentioned an EP that's going to be dropping. How, if you can tell us, how soon are we talking dropping and how many tracks are on it? Just, you know, kind of tease us a little bit.
Well, it's actually four additional tracks. So it includes Getaway, of course. So it's a total of five songs.
Okay.
We'll be releasing it, I believe, Saturday night. I'm doing like a little event, you know, social distancing event.
Gotta throw that in there. Like,
yeah, so, you know, we'll be wearing our masks and okay. all of that. So, you know, just for me and a few of like my close friends and family, we're literally just going to sit around the studio, listen to the songs. And,
nice.
Yeah, I have the video for Getaway coming out on Saturday as well. So, you know, it's just a lot going on.
Wow. That's great. Yeah. That's great. Well, congratulations on that drop early. Give you a couple days early. Yeah, definitely. What would you say, then I'm going to switch gears a little bit, but what would you say is the biggest takeaway that you want your listeners to get from this EP?
The biggest takeaway I would say is that, you know, R&B still exists.
Mm-hmm.
Not to give up on R&B, because that's strictly what my EP is. It's R&B, and it has kind of like a hip hop flair to it as well.
Okay.
But it's just dead set R&B. It's melodic. There's harmonies. There's, you know, nice chords. So, I mean, it's just, there's a message to my music. So, if you take anything away from it, I hope they get the message.
Got you. Understood. Well, if it's on that same path with Getaway, and then, like you said, there's some hip-hop flair in there, I don't think they'll have any problem getting that message. They got to be a cold-hearted individual. So,
yeah.
Going in, so, as an artist, of course, you know, this craft that we're in, this business that we're in, we're also students, you know. You have to be a student of the game as well.
Right.
What have you seen, whether it's been recently or a while back, about music as a whole, that you are really excited to say that you're a part of?
Just the journey that music has taken in general. We've had so many different genres that we can't even really put a name on.
Yeah, you're right. You are right about that.
Like, it's just crazy, and it's just like how music has evolved, and, you know, everybody has their preference, of course, but at the end of the day, I love how now it's not the label who depicts and dictates what you put out.
Absolutely.
For the people to listen to.
Yeah.
If you are pretty much the captain of your own shit nowadays.
Yeah.
So you feed the people what you want to feed the people, and those people who are, you know, loving what you are offering will come. So, you know, I just love the freedom that, you know, music has now, especially as far as art is being creative. You can put whatever you want to put out without somebody. Who cares if this person doesn't like it? Somebody's gonna like it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. That's a great point. There is something for everybody nowadays, for sure.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
Is there anyone, you know, whether it be local or not, that you are looking to work with in the future?
You know what? Local or not, honestly, I just want to work with people who have positive energy.
Gotcha.
Positive vibes. Like, I don't care what your name is. If it's fire, it's fire. Like, you know, it's just, there's room for everybody to grow. There's money out here for all of us to get. Like, we don't have to keep going to the same people.
That's true. That is true.
So, I mean, I just want to work ultimately with anyone who wants to work with me, anyone who loves what I'm doing and loves what I'm about, and, you know, we could kind of bring our energies together to create something magical. You know, like I said, I don't care who you are.
That's
what I work.
That's huge. That's huge. And we talked a little off air about, you know, the how creative the city of Columbus is. And to your point, just in my personal experience as a DJ, as a radio personality, who's worked with a lot of local talent here, there is definitely, unfortunately, still those who only work with the same folks. And to me, this is only my opinion. To me, I think it is a what's the word I'm looking for? It is a I can't think of the word, but you know, are you afraid that if you veer out of your circle, that you're doing disrespect to your circle from veering out of your circle to work with someone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's how a lot of people here in Columbus get held back. You know, if this person is in your circle and they really want, you know, you to blow up and they have your best interest at heart, they would understand, okay, if she goes and works with, you know, say like a Timbaland or something like that.
Sure.
Your name is still attached to that individual.
Absolutely.
So it's not like, you know, they're leaving for the long haul, because of course if they're loyal to you, they're not going anywhere.
Absolutely.
But just because they venture out doesn't mean they're being disloyal or disrespectful. You know, sometimes it does take, you know, that name to boost your sales.
Absolutely.
To where you need them to get to, or boost your name to these different people, to these audiences, these different audiences. So it's not always a bad thing. And I feel like that's how a lot of people get held back, because they're like, oh, if I work with XYZ, then such and such going to be mad.
Absolutely.
And, it shouldn't be like that. Like, if I do this, this will lift the whole circle up.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Well, I hope there was somebody out here who took that nugget and ran with it, because that is a subject that we can talk about for a while. It is definitely that, because everyone can't do everything for you or with you anyway.
No.
You know, there's,
like,
go ahead.
You have to evolve. You have to evolve.
Fine.
Like, musically, like, your sound has to evolve. You can't put out the same type of record
Absolutely.
Each and every time. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you have to collaborate with this extra person, like, that's totally fine. They could bring something extra that somebody in your circle may not have been able to bring. So,
Absolutely.
I mean, it's all about how you look at it.
Absolutely. Yep, you're absolutely right. The one of the biggest discussions that I've been having now, especially with the pandemic and everyone being inside a lot and not being able to kind of get out to studios and things like that. And I've talked to countless artists about this question. I'm always curious to their opinions and responses. And that is, you know, we're always trying to better ourselves, right? We're always trying to one up our own game, our own creative, spirit. So with that being said, with being home, you know, kind of stuck with not much to do but work on your craft, my argument has always been, once we really get outside and start moving around again, you should not be the same level of artist you were during the beginning of this pandemic. And if you are, then I don't think you took your craft seriously. Do you agree with that or not?
You know what? I absolutely agree with it. But there are also things that we have to take into consideration.
Sure.
Also,
absolutely.
With the whole pandemic, a lot of people are suffering from, like, mental issues that they're not aware that they suffer from, and this pandemic has hit them harder than other people, especially creative people. Like, I know a lot of creative people who feel like, yo, like, this is it. I can't do nothing. You know, such and such ain't working. XYZ ain't working.
Yeah.
And, you know, it becomes, you know, like, depression is real.
Yes.
So there's definitely different factors that come into play. But ultimately, you know, this is a time for everyone to better themselves, read up on things. Like, I'm putting music out. I'm reading up on how to, you know, get the most bang for my buck as far as, like, other people to promote, to help promote, because it takes a team at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
I want to get my music on these different playlists. So this is a really good time to educate yourself on how to make things happen for you and, you know, make these different connections, you know, from your phone. So it doesn't always have to be, oh, well, I got to be in such and such a space. A lot of times if you do the groundwork, you know, these people will start coming to you.
Yes.
So I feel like right now, you know, it's just a tough space to be in altogether, because some people do know how to function during this pandemic and others don't have a clue. So
yeah. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. You're right about that. And yeah, every situation is different for sure. And you know, like you said, mental is definitely real. And if, you know, you have to be in that space or you have to be out and about and all of a sudden you can't do that, then, you know, yeah, you want to make sure you take care of yourself first. But yeah, I always like to ask that question, you know, just cause, you know, I know a lot of people do a lot of movement, especially again, those particular to this city. I mean, where there's shows every weekend, even during the week, you know, where artists are out creating. So, you know, I know that's kind of stopped some folks in the tracks, but where can people hear the single? Where can they follow you? Where can they make sure they get the EP when it comes out?
Well, I'm posting it on my social media like almost every day. So I mean, you can follow me on Instagram at Shanika Q, and that's Shanicaq.
Hey.
I have my Linktree link on my Instagram page, and I post it often on Facebook as well, where you literally just click one link and it takes you to all the different distributors where my music is available. So if you have Apple Music, it has that title, has a link for that, Spotify, YouTube, like wherever you want to listen to the song.
Awesome.
There's a link for that.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, there you go. Well, I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. Thank you again for sharing your time with us.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Definitely. And I want to go ahead and end this with playing the first single off of this EP. And what was the name of the EP? I don't know if I heard it or not, or if you mentioned it or not.
The name of the EP is Here.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
She is here, honey.
There you go. There you go. Ain't going nowhere. Well, yes. I enjoyed having you on. We are supporting and will support the EP. We'll support obviously this single, and if anything else that we can do to help you push your movement, and we are all for it. I know you are in cahoots with my brother DJ Lane Love, with the Uptown Show and everything. That's a really close friend of mine as well. So you know, when we're all in this network thing again, like you said, we're all trying to help each other out. So you know, whatever we can do, yep, definitely. So go ahead and introduce the single, and we will, folks, see you next week for another episode of For the Art. Your man, DJ Swamp Thing. You can follow me on Swamp Thing DJ on everything. That's SWMPTHIND DJ. Follow Ohio Flea Radio, Ohio Flea DJ. Shanika Q, the floor is yours.
All right, y'all. It's your girl, Shanika Q.
Flea DJ's exclusive, baby.
You seem to do everything right. Turn around and say something crazy, and I don't understand why. I'm just so fed up with it lately. Cause 1 minute it's love, next minute, man, I feel like a stranger, and I don't wanna give up. Cause I've invested way too much in this. I've given too much, would hate to see him take it on to the next chick. I wanna let. Cause if I had him now, then somebody else would get him. And then I'll be like, oh, how could I let him get away? Cause if I let him go now, then somebody else would get him. And then I'll be like, oh, how could I let him get away? I bring you down. We both know that you won't find nothing better. Always throwing up your ex chick. Well, since you own her, maybe you should go and get.